This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening, my friend, and welcome to Toppertown, week 8 of the high school football season as Hillsborough hosts their arch rivals from Litchfield. Along with Carl the Bar, Tim Eyes with you here on FM 106. We welcome everyone listening to our live stream online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Hillsborough in the all-black look tonight. They've got the orange numerals on the home black jerseys with the black pants, the black helmets. For Litchfield, they've got the road white jerseys, purple numerals, purple pants with the purple helmets here tonight. And it's senior night for Hillsborough, Carl, and we have a spirited crowd on hand.
Do indeed. We have great weather for football. We finally got to that football weather last couple of weeks. And we got two teams both looking for a win, Tim, and they both know it. And you know they know if they're going to win one, it's going to have to be tonight.
Someone's walking out of here with
That's a W, right.
For the first time in 2019. The Toppers will be kicking the football off, so Litchfield will get it to start week 8 here at Hillsborough High School. Beautiful night, as Carl said, for football. Stay tuned for game 2 of our doubleheader this evening as Nokomis will be at Wood River. Nokomis is into the playoffs with a win tonight. Magnus Wells has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Clayton Welsh back deep for the Purple Panthers to return. The big black and orange H in midfield. Wells puts his foot to it, drives it down the middle of the field. It'll be hauled in at the 20-yard line right there by Emiliano McGill. And McGill, running to his left, gets out to about the 25. And that's where Litchfield will start. First and 10 here tonight. As they will bring the offense out onto the field. Clayton Walsh, starting quarterback, 6 foot, 160-pound senior. You heard McGill's name along with Drew Hartzell and John Corso in the backfield. Chase Dealey and Blake Zumwalt are the wide receivers. Jefferson Thomas, Hunter Neiman, Blake Balestri, Austin DeWitt, and Dylan Maxwell on the offensive line for the Purple Panthers. Shotgun snap, and they will hand it off, and that goes for a big loss back inside the 20 as Dylan McCamick blows it up for a 5-yard loss on the first down run. Stewart had nowhere to go there, Carl. As soon as he took the handoff, McCamick had him wrapped up and dropped him.
Did indeed. A bad start right off the bat. Running game for the Litchfield just has not been there on a consistent basis all year.
Second down, 15 for the Purple Panthers. Walsh working from shotgun. Empty backfield. Now he motions a man. They will fake the sweep. Walsh is sacked. And now flags come out. That might be a face mask or a roughing the passer of some sort. Three black shirts swallowed up. Clayton Walsh in the backfield. And multiple flags came out upon contact. Personal foul. Face mask. Hillsborough. So that hurts the Toppers there after two big negative plays to start. A personal foul face mask penalty. And, Carl, that's one of those unnecessary face mask penalties because there was three Toppers
right
there and they had them surrounded.
You got three. You don't need the one that grabs the face mask.
That's going to move the football out across the 25 to the 27. So instead of third and a half mile, it's going to be second down and about 8. Just underway opening quarter, Litchfield and Hillsborough. Been a long season for both of these squads. Well, it's been a long several seasons for Litchfield. 35 straight losses. Walsh hands it off, fakes it, pulls it back, cuts it upfield, gets out across the 30 to about the 32. It'll set up third and 3 for Litchfield. Purple Panthers haven't won a game since week 8 of 2015, so it's been 4 years tonight.
4 years tonight. It was here on this field, their last win.
Boy, I remember that night, Carl. They went sprinting off the field. That was one of the highs, and they have experienced the lowest of lows since that point in time. Litchfield looking to the sideline for the play call. It's third and 3 following that big face mask penalty. Walsh from shotgun. He's going to throw a quick little hitter out in the flat. It is caught by Stewart. He has the Litchfield first down out to the Purple Panther 40. Gain of 8 on third and 3. So Blaine Stewart with the first down reception. The young sophomore tailback for Litchfield. And that's been one thing that has bit Hillsborough for a number of years, Carl, is untimely penalties.
It has been, especially this year. It seems like like you say, the face mask was just one you don't need when you got three players hitting the quarterback.
It would have been, what, third and probably about 25.
Right.
As
Which
it is
Hill
now.
Probably would have just ran it up the middle and punted.
First and 10 at the 40. Walsh rolling to his right out in the flat looking for Stewart. Too tall and incomplete. Coverage was there by Drew Willman. That'll set up second and 10. Clock will stop on the incompletion. And this Litchfield team, you can see the improvement, Carl. What happened last year that wasn't, well, let's just call it what it was. It wasn't really varsity football.
Not hardly. It's, yeah, way too many freshmen on the field at one time.
Like last year they didn't have, because of all those freshmen, didn't have the look of a varsity team at all. This year they look more the part. They're just 0-7. Little draw. Oh, the ball is stripped loose, and the Toppers get on top. The fumble by Drew Hartzell just stripped out on his way through the hole, and Hillsboro is on top of it at the Litchfield 37-yard line.
And as in any game, turnovers will kill you or set you up for touchdowns. Right now, the Toppers are set up very well in field position.
And we always talk about the turnovers obviously are a stat, but it's the points off the turnovers. If you get six turnovers and don't score,
right,
it's a wasted opportunity. Well, here comes Jay Steakin. He had a big game a week ago at Carlinville, and now he's off to a good start here on the quarterback keeper. Jace carries down to the Litchfield 25 for a gain of 12 and a first down. So the sophomore or the junior quarterback, Jace Steakin. Up front, you got Finn Tisco, Brady Huber, Brett Cunningham, Cooper Holcomb, and Ian Malloy. Jonah Harkins in the backfield. Dylan McCamick is your tight end. Wide receivers, Jude Bertolino, Joey Leip, and Andrew Law. Here is Steakin. Hands it off to Harkins. A nice spin, and he is down inside the 20 to the 16-yard line. And Hillsboro quickly into the Seavers recruitment red zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. It's second and one. We'll get you a WSMI game break here after this topper snap. Two plays after the Litchfield fumble, they are into the Seavers recruitment red zone. Triple I formation behind Steakin as he comes under center. They will hand it off in the backfield, bouncing outside. That's Joey Leip. Tries a stiff arm, cuts it up inside. Litchfield goes for the strip, doesn't get it. Leip does have the first down at the Litchfield 10. It'll be first down there. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Triple I formation, first and goal from the 10 for the Toppers. They will run left side, second man through, lowering the boom and into the end zone. That is, I believe, Jonah Harkins. Wow, that was a powerful run.
The Toppers' offensive line kind of demonstrated a little ground control there through this drive, Tim. They dominated all the way through.
And then Harkins capped it off in style with an impressive power run. Litchfield turns it over. Hillsboro quickly cashes 4 points. They will go for two. Steakin going to flake, throws end zone looking for McCamick in and out of his hands, covered well over there by Blaine Stewart. So at the 8:42 mark of the opening quarter, Hillsboro on the board first. The Toppers lead Litchfield 6-0. You're listening to South Central Conference football on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Four plays, 37 yards after the Litchfield fumble. Jonah Harkins, a 10-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion no good. Took a minute and 13 seconds for the Toppers. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carlinville since 1854. Magnus Wills has it teed up at the 40. 6-0 Hillsboro. So we have a slight delay here. Not sure what the issue is. Now we're ready to roll. Here from Hillsboro. Wells puts his foot to it. A nice booming kick. Gets over the head of McGill. Rolls inside the 10-yard line. Picked up by McGill there. He is in a peck of trouble. He is wrapped up and dropped inside the 10. As Carl, there is about six black shirts that had a semicircle around McGill.
How not to return a kickoff. That can be used on video.
Ooh.
That you let the ball bounce and pick it up way too late, and you're in no man's zone.
And Wells did a good job to get that over the head of McGill. And Litchfield is, I think, hoping that ball was just going to go out of bounds, but it did not.
It did not bounce their way this time, and Hillsboro's got them set up pretty good if their defense plays like it did that first series.
Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Litchfield started inside their own 10 at the 8, down by 6. Shotgun snap to Walsh. They will hand it straight up the gut, and Hillsborough has that stacked. Lost 2 yards, back to the 6. I think it was it Stewart on the carry that time?
Couldn't tell you for sure.
You take away that big face mask penalty, and the Hillsborough defense has multiple, three negative plays already. Litchfield's only snapped the ball 6 times. So 3 negative plays and a fumble.
The 15-yard penalty was their only true positive.
Second and 12 from their own 6. Walsh will work from shotgun. Hartzell is the tailback off his right shoulder.
I believe Hartzell four receiver got that set. Carry.
Hard Looks count. Like Hillsborough might have come across. Over the middle, it is caught out around the 25-yard line. Nice throw and catch there from Walsh to Blaine Stewart.
Second catch already for Blaine Stewart in this game.
Gain of 19 on that play. Move the chains for the Purple Panthers. Boy, Walsh did a good job to sit in the pocket there and find Stewart over the middle of the field. 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Get a game break for you here following this Litchfield snap. Four receiver set. Hartzell the tailback. Walsh straight back out of shotgun. Now he's flush. He's going to throw it deep over the middle, and it is incomplete. Good coverage there by the Toppers. Let's go to David with the game break. David, thank you, and congratulations to Jason Burke and the Toppers on a fine season. Tough way to have their campaign come to a close tonight at the regional championship against Marquette, but they won the South Central Conference and shut a lot of people out in the process. So congratulations to Hillsborough on a fine soccer season. It's hard to win a regional, man.
It is. Some big schools in the soccer regionals.
Second and 10 for the Purple Panthers from the 25. Walsh throws and comes up short. He might have been hit on the release there. Came up about 5 yards short of his intended target. It'll set up third and 10 from there with 7:15 for the opening quarter. Busy weekend for the IHSA. You got the 1A regional championships going on in boys soccer, the state golf tournament going on for all classes, boys and girls, and of course week 8 here of the high school football season. Volleyball postseason begins a week from Monday. A week from tomorrow, we'll have the Road to DeKalb, the football playoff preview show. And that game in Vandalia tonight is going to go a long way to determine who will be the South Central Conference champion. It won't completely lock it up, because Greenville still has a game in hand against the Vandals. As Walsh airs it out, that might have been intercepted, and it was picked off by Jace Teakin at the Litchfield 48. He timed that perfectly, and that time the quarterback, defensive back, turned receiver.
He did indeed. He was just waiting for that ball and picks it off. The second turnover the Toppers have already gotten in this football game.
So Hillsborough will start on the Litchfield side of the 50 for the second time tonight. At the Purple Panther 47, as Walsh just kind of threw that up, a jump ball, and Teakin came down with it, used his basketball blood there. Handoff to Harkins. He makes a nice cut, has a first down inside of the Litchfield 35, tackled forward down to the Purple Panther 30 in a gain of 17. Boy, the blocking up front, superb for Hillsborough. When your tailback gets all the way through the line and 5 yards down the field without being touched, that's
right.
Great blocking.
And that usually spells big running play whenever they get through the whole line, not touched.
Finn Tisco, Brady Huber, Brett Cunningham, Cooper Holcomb, and Ian Malloy. Malloy's a sophomore. Tisco and Cunningham seniors. Huber and Holcomb are juniors. So three of your five linemen will be back next year for the Toppers. You'll have your quarterback and Teakin back. Jude Bertolino will be back. Andrew Law will return next year as well. So they've got some players coming back that are getting invaluable experience this year.
Yep. Joey Light with that 6-yard carry for him. Everything's been positive on the running game so far for the Toppers.
So it's second and 5. Teakin pulls it out of the belly of his running back, keeps it himself, uses a stiff arm, still on his feet, cuts left inside the 10, the 5, and a touchdown. Jace Teakin from 25 yards out. That was a sensational piece of running.
Had to make a couple moves. Now, he was going to have a good game, but the moves gave him open field. He cut back toward the sideline, and he was gone.
Carl, we saw him last week in Carlinville have a big game with his legs. He was a one-man offensive show for Hillsborough last week.
Yeah, he's got some good wheels.
And they go for two, and Jonah Harkins plows his way into the end zone for the two-point try. 6:34 for the opening quarter. Hillsborough leads Litchfield 14-0. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary, 3 plays, 47 yards, a 25-yard touchdown run from Jace Teakin, the two-point conversion from Harkins, good, and Hillsborough leads Litchfield 14-0. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. So two turnovers, and the Toppers have cashed it into 14 points. Litchfield fumbled their first drive, picked off their second drive. Now they'll get the football for the third time as Magnus Wells has boomed a couple of kicks here. And Hillsborough might have been offside there. They were anxious to get down and cover that kick. And they'll move the football back to the 35 and re-kick from there. Wells' last kick got over the head of Emiliano McGill. McGill picked it up inside the 10 and wound up getting brought down at the 8. And a lot of times field position will tell you the story of a ball game. Litchfield has started at their own 25 and their own 8. Hillsborough has started both drives on the Litchfield side of the 50. So Wells will re-tee here at the 35 following the offside penalty on the Toppers. 6:34 for the opening quarter. Beautiful night for football here in Hillsborough. Senior night. A lot of the students in the bleachers set up behind the north end zone here at Sawyer Field. Wells will do it again. This is more of a little pooch kick. It's kicked off a Litchfield foot right to Hillsborough. Then as they dove for it off their hands, and it kicked right to the Purple Panthers. And Austin DeWitt, Johnny on the spot, fouls right on the football, and the Panthers have it. First and 10 at their own 45. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thanks, David. And Gillespie has to win. They got to beat Greenville tonight, then win next week against Staunton to get to 5-4 and make the postseason. The Miners in an early hole at home against the Comets. Litchfield fortunate to have the football here. Walsh from shotgun. He has flushed to his right. He will tuck and run. Gets to midfield. Big hit laid on the Toppers sideline. That was Jace Teakin, and he's doing a little bit of everything here early.
Yes, he is. Picking off the ball and making vicious tackles, taking the quarterback out of bounds there.
He's got a pick, a touchdown run. Now a big lick. A 6-yard gain there for Walsh, but it might not have been worth it.
Yeah. Is that the triple?
That's right.
Play as far as a player goes?
I think so. Get the quad, throw a touchdown pass.
Yeah. Well, yeah, very likely. Well, they don't throw much.
He's a good-looking athlete, though, Jace Teakin. Of course, his dad was a good athlete. Fine coach as well, Brett, of course, leading the Hillsborough girls to state last year in basketball. So that throw out into the flat from Walsh is incomplete. And it'll set up third down. And, you know, Brett Teakin was a great player at Nokomis under Steve Kimbrough. He's coached in the biggest games at the high school level. But I know he gets more nervous sitting and watching his kid play than he ever did playing himself or coaching.
Yeah, that can be a lot harder. Easy to play.
Right.
You can control yourself there.
5:44 for the opening quarter. 3rd and 3 for the Purple Panthers. Shotgun snap to Walsh. Oh, he is pressured and flushed on the back pedal. He is in trouble. Can he turn the corner? Yes. He's going to pick up the first down. Stays on his feet. Makes a man miss at the Hillsborough 40. And finally brought down by Ben Taylor, but not before a big gain down inside the Hillsborough 47, or inside the 40 at the 37. That is a gain of 12. Boy, and he was in trouble in the backfield, Carl. Used his speed to get around the edge. And then he made a series of nice moves to pick up the first down.
Probably had to run 45, 50 yards to gain that 12, but he did it through a lot of traffic.
We've got a Topper down on the field here with 5:31 to play in the opening quarter. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Sawyer Field in Hillsborough following these messages. 5:28 for the opening quarter. The injured Topper is off the field. That was Brett Cunningham. looked like an ankle injury potentially, but he was able to walk off under his own power, albeit with a bit of a hitch in his giddy-up. First and 10 for Litchfield following that great run courtesy of Clayton Walsh. Shotgun snap. He got the toppers to jump there.
Or did the Panthers jump? I seen one lineman move pretty quick, too.
It was on the right side
of
the offensive front, so we'll see who moved first.
It was Litchfield.
Litchfield's already moving backwards. As the officials talk about it, the umpire said, I know what happened. He already moved the football 5 yards back on Litchfield. I don't need a conference, he says.
They can conference. He'll just mark the yards off.
He's like, I got dinner reservations, boys. Let's pick this up. First and 15 for the Purple Panthers following the false start. That went on Hunter Neiman, their right tackle. Walsh again from shotgun. 5 minutes for the opening quarter. Straight hit on the release. Gets good air under it. Overthrows his receiver, but he took a big-time shot. Was that Tekin again?
I'm not sure, but he got walloped.
Woo.
And bottom line, he's not getting much time to throw. Almost made a great throw, too. Actually overthrew his wide receiver.
And you always give a quarterback credit when they know they're going to get hit and they still stand in there and make the throw. That's what Walsh did there. Second and 15 now for the Purple Panthers. The ball spotted at the Hillsboro 42-yard line. They need to get down to the topper 32 for a first down. Second and 15. Three receiver set. Hartzell the tailback. And they will fake to Hartzell. Walsh going to keep it himself running left, and he gets down inside of the 40 to about the 39 for a gain of 3. And it'll be third down and long for Litchfield. 4:40 for the opening quarter. Turnovers have hurt the Purple Panthers here early. A fumble and an interception both turned into touchdowns for Hillsboro. Third and a dozen, and let's go to David Jenkins with a WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. 14-0 our score here is Hillsboro leading Litchfield. Purple Panthers third and 12. Quarterback draw for Walsh straight up the gut. A handful of shoulder pad gets him down at the 35. Gain of 4. It was Magnus Wells, I think, just grabbed him right with the shoulder pad, separated the jersey from the shoulder pad, and just got him down. The rare combination, Carl, of defensive lineman and kicker.
Yes, that is a rare combination.
But we've seen he's got a big leg.
You see a lot of running backs, quarterbacks, kick. Not too often the linemen.
No, that is rare. Fourth and 8 now for Litchfield. Offense on the field to go. 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter. This is a spot of the field where a high school team will almost always go for it on fourth down. Walsh going to roll to his right, and he's got nowhere to go. He is sacked quickly in the backfield. That's going to be a turnover on downs. And Jackson Hamby with the big-time stop there, and he basically was in the backfield on the snap.
Yep. Line play has definitely gone Hillsboro's way, be it for rushing the Litchfield quarterback or for blocking for their running backs. They have done a great job tonight.
Controlling the line of scrimmage. They will start, though, on their side of the 50 for the first time tonight.
That's right. They haven't gained all that many yards because they haven't had to.
They start at their own 41 here after the defense comes up with a 4 and out. 4 receiver set for Tekin, who operates out of shotgun. Harkins is the tailback. They motion a man. Oh, it's going to be an end-around reverse. Leip has it now running right, looking for a block. Got it on the edge. Has the first down. Crosses midfield at the Litchfield 44-yard line. So they weren't on their side of the 50 for very long.
Nope.
Gain of 15. That was nicely blocked again at the point of attack. He got a good block from one of his wideouts on the far side of the field there that opened it up. 3-12 for the opening quarter. Good start here for Hillsboro. Both teams came in 0-7 on the year. Toppers playing like they want to end their skid here and now. Handoff to Harkins running left, and he turns it upfield down to the Litchfield 30. Gain of 14 and another topper first down. And right now, the story of this game is the Hillsboro offensive line. They are just controlling the line of scrimmage as massive holes being opened up. And again, Harkins was 7-8 yards on the field before anybody even touched him.
That's right. Hands off to the line today. Harkins always already 50 yards, 37 by Tekin.
four-receiver set. Harkins the tailback. They will fake to Harkins. Teakin going to keep it himself. Oh, he has another big hole. He's inside the 20, down to the 15, a gain of 15. And Hillsborough back into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Just manhandling up front right now is this Topper offensive line. And we saw this a week ago in stretches against Carlinville.
Right, where Carlinville, though, had the bend and don't let him get in the end zone thing, though.
Here's Harkins hit in the backfield, and he's down after a short gain. Nice play made there by Hunter Neiman. Put a shoulder right into Harkins and knocked him off balance. A gain of four for Harkins down to the Litchfield 11. And it'll be second down there.
Yeah, I was going to say, and penalties seem to kill their drives. They'd have a nice drive against the Cavaliers, but all of a sudden they get that holding call and couldn't recover from them.
Second and five. Teakin fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, running left inside the five, takes a hit, bounces off into the end zone for the touchdown. Jace Teakin from 11 yards out, his second touchdown of the ball game, comes with exactly 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Another impressive drive for the Toppers.
Now Teakin with 63 yards leads the Toppers. Harkins has 54 himself, and Leip with 25. So spreading it around, pretty good are the Toppers.
Balanced attack. Now they will kick. Oh, the snap wasn't handled. They got it down, and the kick is good. Wow. The snap was bobbled, and then still the kick is put through. That was an impressive job by Chance Murray to put that extra point through. 21-0. The Toppers lead Litchfield. Back with the Hillsborough kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture Floor Coverings Drive Summary. 5 plays, 59 yards and 80 seconds. An 11-yard touchdown run from Jace Teakin. And then an impressive point after by Chance Murray. Made it 21-0. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings Drive Summary in Carthenville since 1854. And Carl Murray did a heck of a job to still get that ball up and through.
He did indeed. I don't know how in the world he kicked it so well, with the timing was all out of whack as the ball was totally bobbled.
A couple bobbles.
And then give the holder credit getting it down at all.
Things get moving real fast back there once
he
that's bobbled.
Move quick then.
So Magnus Wells will kick it again. This is a little low scribber. Goes off the hands of one of the upmen. That was Chase Dealey. And then Dealey ends up falling on it back inside the 30. I think Wells was trying to kick it over the head of Dealey, and he just kind of reached up, deflected it, and then the ball went backwards, and Dealey able to dive on top. So a minute 57 for the first quarter, a first quarter that has belonged to Hillsborough here on senior night. The Purple Panthers will start at the 27. They've turned it over twice officially, but three turnovers really I always consider the four and outs turnovers.
Finally got the ball down the field, and that was on the legs of Clayton Walsh, who's made a couple great runs. He's had some good passing when he had time.
He's not had much time.
Yeah. Blaine Stewart's got two catches, 26 yards for the Panthers.
Four-receiver set. Walsh will fake the handoff, running left. Another nice run for Clayton Walsh, and he is out, has first down yardage out across the 35 at the 37. Move the chains for the Purple Panthers, and we go to David Jenkins with a WSMI game break. Thanks, David. So the Shells in a good spot. Gillespie in a bit of a tough spot as both teams entered 3-4 on the year. And, of course, Roxana beat Gillespie last week in a hard-fought ball game. First and 10, Purple Panthers, as Walsh from shotgun hands it off. That will go to Drew Hartzell, running left, has a bit of a hole, and he crosses midfield and carries tacklers down to the Hillsborough 48. Gain of 15. So Litchfield making some hay here on this drive. They were able to move the ball the last time they had it.
Yeah, they had some plays that work out, but it seems to come down to when sometimes our quarterback's trying to make a passing play, that Hillsborough line has been coming in and interrupting that quite often.
Final minute, first quarter. In the backfield, they will give the handoff to, I think that's Hartzell again, and he had nowhere to go. Good job by Hillsborough to get into the backfield to wreak havoc, a loss of two back to the 50. 45 seconds and running for the opening quarter. Second and a dozen for Litchfield. 21-0 Hillsboro leading. 10-yard touchdown for Jonah Harkins, and then Jace Teakin with a pair of touchdowns, a 25-yarder and an 11-yarder. Hillsboro has not attempted a pass yet, is that correct?
Nope, don't believe so. No, not at all.
When you're running that, I guess, why waste time with the forward pass? Walsh will fake to Hartzell, tries to get outside, stutter step, and then Hillsboro able to shut him off. They get him back for a loss. Are they going to give him no gain? That he got back to the 50, and that'll be the final play of the first quarter. Hillsboro made Litchfield pay for the turnovers. After 12 minutes here in the Route 16 rivalry, it is Hillsboro leading Litchfield 21-0. Back to Toppertown following these messages on WSMI. As we get set for the second quarter, Litchfield now going towards the north end zone here at Sawyer Field in Hillsboro. And a handoff to Hartzell. He has brought down for a big loss in the backfield. That is hit right on the handoff by Jackson Hamby. And that's a loss of about four.
It's been tough sledding on the running game. You know, Tim, when it's a play in between the tackles, it just seems like the Hillsboro defensive line is already there waiting for the running back.
Well, that's probably, six or seven plays made in the backfield already.
Yeah, a lot of them on Hartzell. In fact, four loss of his five running plays, four of them are for losses. Mm. The one nice 15-yard run. Kind of balances out. He's only gained five, though, total.
Fourth and 15. Now the Purple Panthers will have to punt it away. As the Topper returner back at the 25 and a flag comes out, that's delay of game on Litchfield. That'll cost them five more yards. And that's going to move the football back to the 41-yard line as Jace Teakin waits back to return the punt. And I guess that'd be another thing he could do.
That's right.
He's already got the rushing touchdown, the pick, and the big hit. Maybe a special teams touchdown. He's only a junior, but trying to do something special here on senior night.
Why wait till the last year?
That's right. The snap was high. It is pulled down and boomed away by Corso. Good punt. That's going to roll inside of the 30 and be touched down at about the 27, then some extracurriculars after the whistle. That'll happen from time to time when Hillsboro and Litchfield get together.
Quite often. It does, it seems.
Remember, well, Uncle Ralph used to always joke about, of course, he was a butler guy, you know, would always joke about back in the day, they would always sneak into town under the cover of darkness and steal the Litchfield girls. But, you know, the way Uncle Ralph would tell it.
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't help but get a chuckle out of it. But I don't think he was joking. Ball spotted at the Topper 27-yard line. So Jace Teakin and crew back to work here. 21-0, Hillsboro leading. Nokomis and Wood River coming up next here on FM 106. Big game for the Skins trying to get into the postseason. Handoff, straight at the gut. Corso laid out Harkins, but he did not go down, took the hit, and kept moving forward and got the first down. That was a big-time collision, a gain of 12 for Harkins. But Harkins lowered his shoulder to level out Corso. Corso stood right there, lowered his shoulder, and sent Harkins backwards. And then Harkins moved back forwards. Didn't knock him down.
Kind of an equal collision there.
Teakin gonna throw, airs it out down the sideline and incomplete as the receiver Dom Bates turned into the defensive back there to knock it away from Clayton Walsh.
Well, there's the first pass attempt by Hillsboro. You wonder why. Almost every play's been successful on the ground.
And there's been some big hits in this ball game early. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Second and 10 for the Toppers, 10:36 for the first half. Teakin, shotgun snap, hands to Harkins. Jonah Harkins spins away from a handful of jersey, and he's out across the 50, has a first down at the Litchfield 49-yard line. Gain of 12, and that was a nifty spin move right there as the Litchfield defender had a handful of jersey, but on that spin move, he lost the grip, and Harkins picks up the first down. Jonah Harkins is playing feisty tonight, and he is a senior.
He's a senior. He's got 78 yards, could get 100 if he keeps running on this drive.
Here's Teakin, and he's going to be brought down after a short gain as he could not get around Austin DeWitt there. Short gain for Teakin down to the 47 and a gain of two. It'll set up second down and 8 for the Toppers. David Jenkins says that Pena answered right back after that score update. That's going to be a back and forth.
That sounds like a good game, and I think it really is for probably the title.
14-12 Vandals right now as both teams are 7-0, and really both look the part. Straight up the gut with Harkins, and he fights hard to get to the Litchfield 41 for a gain of 6.
Number 36, Jonah Harkins, the ball carrier.
Of course, a week from tomorrow, we'll know where everyone's going in the postseason. We'll have the Road to DeKalb, the football playoff show, a week from tomorrow, 8 o'clock here on FM 106. And it'll be fascinating to see the draws, see what teams wind up in which class, of course. And can the Shells get to 5-4? Can the Miners get to 5-4? We know if you get to 5 wins in a close conference, you'll make the postseason. Triple I formation for the Toppers, 3rd and 1 yard. Tekin will fake to the first man through, gives it to Joey Lampany, bust free, 20, 10, 5, Topper touchdown. A beautiful fullback fake off to Lipe, and he scampers 41 yards for the touchdown on senior night for Lipe. And we've got an injured Purple Panther down at the 25. 8:58 for the first half. Hillsboro leading 27-0. We'll step aside back to Sawyer Field in Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. Hunter Neiman, the injured Purple Panther, he needed assistance getting off of the field to the Litchfield sideline. Chance Murray now on for the point after the snap was back. The hold was good from Tekin, and the kick is boomed through by Chance Murray. That makes it 28-0 Toppers with 8:58 to play in the first half. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings Drive summary, 6 plays, 73 yards in 2 minutes and 1 second, a 41-yard touchdown from Joey Lipe right up the gut. Chance Murray's extra point good, 28-0 Toppers. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings Drive summary in Carlinville since 1854.
Jonah Harkins, 84 yards. Joey Lipe, 66 yards. And Tekin, 65.
It's a three-headed attack tonight.
Yeah, and pretty much, well, that is it, besides an incomplete pass.
Magnus Wells, a little pooch kick, going to be fielded at the Litchfield 35 and returned out to about the 40, and nothing more after that, as the return that time went to Chase Dealey. Check that, Blaine Stewart. So Litchfield will start 1st and 10 at their own 40-yard line with 8:54 for the first half. Purple Panthers have a fumble, an interception, turned it over on downs, and a punt. Those are their 4 possessions. Hillsboro has touchdowns in all 4 of their first half possessions. And the Hillsboro offense hasn't seen much resistance from the Litchfield defense so far in the first half. And conversely, the Hillsboro defense has spent a lot of time in the Purple Panther backfield.
They have indeed. And Clayton Walsh has actually done a pretty good job picking up 31 yards for the Panthers.
He takes a shotgun snap, hands to Hartzell. He's hit in the backfield again, as that was Jackson Hamby one more time for a 2-yard loss back to the 38. And Hamby has made a number of plays in the defensive backfield here in the first half.
And there's our difference. It's a negative 2 in the backfield of Litchfield, and it's 5 yards down the field before anyone touches a Hilltopper runner.
Yeah, the line of scrimmage being controlled by Hillsboro. Walsh to throw, plants over the middle, caught in stride. That's a first down. Blaine Stewart is loose inside the 30. Stiff arm and escorted out of bounds inside the 20. That'll be a late hit by Jace Tekin, as Stewart was well out of bounds. And Litchfield is into the Seavers recruitment red zone, powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. He got down to about the 18-yard line. A big pass play from Walsh to Blaine Stewart.
Be a 5-yard penalty, even though it's a 15-yarder, because I think it's right at the 10, so it'll be half the distance to the goal.
It was a gain of 44 on the pass play. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. So it's 1st and goal at the 5. So that was a little bit of a bigger game than I thought, Carl. I had him out at the 18, but if he was out
to
at the 10,
yeah,
so add 8 yards to what I told you. So 52.
52 total.
And Walsh that time hit Stewart perfectly in stride. Walsh from shotgun has Hartzell off his left shoulder and movement Litchfield. Before the snap.
They don't know how to be in that Severs equipment red zone, Tim. They have not been there very often.
Carl, there's certain things that are common among teams that are struggling, and this is one of them. After a big play sets you up, you come right back with a penalty, an avoidable penalty.
Very avoidable. I mean, it's no reason to have it except the player off has the wrong snap count in his head.
And I'm sure they did, you know, like you said, they're not in this situation a whole heck of a lot. So you get excited, a little over-anxious, and you jump the snap count. So now it's first and goal at the 10 as Walsh runs all the way back to about the 37-yard line to retrieve the play. Now he will come back to the line. No huddle for Litchfield. Play clock at 15. Plenty of time here for the Purple Panthers. 8:20 for the first half. 28-0 Toppers. Walsh going to throw. Now he is flush. Gets around McCamick. He's going to throw towards the pylon, and it is incomplete. Looking for Corso, who had to come back into the field to play to try to make that catch. It'll be second and goal at the 10, but we got another flag on the field. This is back in the area of a potential offensive hold. McCammon got through in a hurry that time. Made a dive, but could not get Walsh to the ground. And as we await the penalty, let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Oh, the extra points, Carlos.
Oh, yeah, they can come back to bite you.
Especially in a game like that on the road, leaving points on the field, those missed extra points. It will be a personal foul unsportsmanlike on Litchfield. So that's a dead ball penalty, so the down will count.
So you got an incomplete pass, no gain, and now you have a 15-yard penalty after you just had a 5-yard penalty.
It was first and goal at the 5. It's now going to be
first and goal. But not from the 5. 25.
It's not first and goal. It's going to be second and goal.
Well,
that down will count.
That's right.
Yeah.
They already had the down count.
Yeah. Well, second and goal at the 25. Boy, if that doesn't just kind of sum up Litchfield's way right now. You've lost 35 straight games, and from first and goal at the 5 to second and goal at the 25. Down 28. 8:13 for the first half. Walsh will hand to Hartzell. Drew Hartzell going to run to the right, turns it upfield, and gets down to the 16-yard line. And Litchfield, for the second time on this drive, is in the Severs Recruitment Red Zone, powered by Severs JCB. Score now with JCB at Severs JCB. Online at SeversEquipment.com. And Cross, never a good sign when you go into the red zone, then out of the red zone, and then back into the Severs Recruitment Red Zone.
When you're first and goal and you come back outside it. But they got in at least where you could throw it to the end zone.
Two downs here to get 16 yards.
Yeah. You could try it twice, or you could go for a sideline, get even closer.
Your play call here on third down has to factor in you're going for it on fourth down. Back to Walsh. He's going to air it out, looking for the end zone. Underthrown and nearly intercepted. Fortunate that was not picked off as Garrett Shockey had a chance there. He was looking for Dealey. And Shockey had that in and out of his hands, and he was dealing
Dealey
with the sideline there, too.
It's really a free ball for the topper, but he couldn't quite put his hands on it. And, again, good pressure. Probably throws the pass off a little bit, too.
Well, it says it's third down, but it should be fourth down. It should be fourth
down,
because that was a dead ball penalty, but the yard marker says third down, but that was a dead ball penalty on Litchfield, so the down should have counted. It should be fourth down, but it's going to be third down. So they'll have an extra down. It's like Mizzou in the fifth down. Walsh, end zone, looking, and that is intercepted. It's not going to matter. Tekin picks it off at the 1, and he gets away from the foot tackle. He's out across the 10-15. Down the sideline at the 20.
Oh,
he takes a hit out of bounds. The official gets taken out. And Jace Tekin, his second pick, and is the official okay? He took a nasty lick. He got his legs taken right out, and he went down hard. Right on the topper sideline. Oh, boy.
And what do you think flag's going to be?
I don't know, but the official
still down.
Is down, and this is a scary situation here. He went down hard and in a hurry, and the training staff out looking at one of the officials. He's in a semi-sitted position right now. And, boy, Carl, that's just something you don't think about right there as you're an official. You're tracking the play. Next thing you know, you get your legs taken out, and he could have hit his head off the ground, could have hurt a knee, a hip, any number of things could have happened. None of them good. He's on his knees now, trying to get to his feet. He's on his feet now. That's a good sign. He'll get a nice round of applause here, and I think he's going to be okay. He's talking to the white hat right now.
I don't know if he's got the legs to run right Ooh. Now. We'll see. Give him a few minutes here.
Boy, that could have been a late hit on Litchfield out of bounds. Deacon was out of bounds.
I think there is a flag, but it might have just been his knocked out from his pocket when he went down.
Yeah, good point. So the second interception of the night for Jace Deacon. And he was lucky, Carl, that he wasn't down at the one as they had his foot wrapped up
right.
and he just kept fighting and churning.
He just got away from that and made a nice little return. Thinking there for a while he might have that super defensive play to add to his three great plays already.
I don't see a flag
down
there. Yeah,
maybe not. It might have been just picked up then.
Melissa Van Giesen, the head athletic trainer for Hillsborough, checking on the official, making sure
he's okay. Well, why are players going back to there? I guess it was a flag against Hillsborough.
On the toppers. So that's going to move the football back inside the 10. I don't know. Must have been a block in the back on the return.
Or they're the ones that took the ref out. That was a block.
Oh, wait, no. They called it pre-interception. Is it Litchfield ball? The Purple Panther offense is on the field. Some confusion right now. And let's see. I never saw the actual signal from the official, but the Litchfield offense is back on the field. So they called. Boy, it would have had to have been roughing the passer or maybe a pass interference or a
well, yard line
defensive
hold. On.
They were on the 16.
So halfway to the 8, I guess so.
Walsh will take the snap, hands to Hartzell, running to the right, bounces off a would-be tackler into the end zone for the Panther touchdown.
So the
that
Panthers
was a strange sequence right there, but Litchfield able to cash for an 8-yard touchdown at the 6:57 mark of the first half.
Well, Drew Hartzell's had a tough battle tonight as he's been hit in the backfield several times, but he picks up the first score for the Panthers on an 8-yard touchdown, has 17 yards total for the game.
So instead of an interception for Hillsborough, it's a touchdown for Litchfield, and now the Purple Panthers will line up and go for two. Trip receivers to the left. Walsh will hand to Hartzell straight up the gut, bounces off tacklers, dives into the end zone for the two-point try. With 6:57 to play in the first half, Litchfield on the board. Hillsborough leads the Purple Panthers 28-8. Back with the Litchfield kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Litchfield. 7 plays, 60 yards, 1:57. An 8-yard touchdown run from Drew Hartzell. 2-point conversion from Hartzell good. Makes it 28-8. Toppers, that's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthendale since 1854. So after an interception was taken off the board for a mysterious penalty, we never saw the signal, but it was a half the distance to the goal, so it could have been any number of things. But then Litchfield quickly turns it into a touchdown. They have it teed up at the 40. And the kick is away by Jefferson Thomas. It'll squibber down the heart of the field. Goes off the hands of Dominic Bates. Picked up now at the 30-yard line by Joey Leip. He reverses field at the 40. Cuts it back up at the 50. And he is brought down. Maybe a touchdown saving tackle made there by Jefferson Thomas, the kicker. Nice return from Leip as he reversed field and had some daylight. So again, Hillsborough will start in Litchfield territory, this time at the Purple Panther 46, third drive for the Toppers to start in the Litchfield side of the 50. 6:47 for the first half, a 28-8 Topper lead. We'll get you a game break with David Jenkins after this Hillsborough snap here on first and 10 from the Litchfield 46. Toppers thought they had another turnover. Instead, Litchfield gets a touchdown. Teakin will hand to Harkins. Jonah tries to cut back inside, stuffed there by Austin DeWitt after a short gain. Let's go to David Jenkins with a game break. Well, that's a great effort by North Mac in the first half. And you talk about what would be a great win for the Panthers if they could pull that off in the second half.
Second, a pretty good year.
Second and eight. Tekin fakes the inside handoff, keeps it himself, runs far sideline, near the sticks, out of bounds. It'll depend on the spot. And North Mac sitting with four wins now. And their game next week is on paper a game they should win. And we're going to get a measurement here. No, they're going to mark him just short at the 36-yard line, a gain of seven. They are going to bring the chains out, I do believe. Are they just going to move the chains and say first down?
That looks like first. Well, yeah, believe so. First down.
Ball is spotted at the 36, and it'll be a new set of downs for the Toppers with 6:09 for the first half. Hillsboro will get the ball to start the third quarter. Senior night here for Hillsboro. And, Carl, we weren't here in Toppertown a year ago, but they've upgraded their facilities here. They've got a nice pavilion on the grounds now, and then they closed off the bleachers underneath, so they've got some storage areas there now, some, you know, black siding on the bleachers. It's really aesthetically improved the football grounds here.
Very nice setup. Had some nice homemade ice cream.
That was very delicious, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Triple I formation for the Toppers. First and 10 at the Litchfield 36. Tekin will fake it to the first man through. Hands it off, and there's daylight at the 30, 25. That is life. Cuts it inside at the 15, and he is down at the Litchfield 13-yard line. And into the Seavers recruitment red zone go the Hilltoppers, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH and Seavers online at SeaversEquipment.com. Gain of 23. That's been an effective play for them tonight, Carl. That triple I fake to the fullback and give to Leip as the last man through. This time they will give to Harkins, the second man through, runs left, fighting hard down to the 5-yard line, still moving the pile. He winds up in the end zone, but his forward progress was stopped. They're going to blow it dead at the 5, a gain of 8, but no quit from Jonah Harkins on that play.
As they're Harkins and Leip are battling out for who's got the most yards. Leip had it for 89. Now it's back to Harkins at 93.
The two seniors on senior night.
Having good nights.
Yes. Triple I formation again. That is Harkins, the second man through, and he is into the end zone for the Topper touchdown. For Harkins, his second touchdown of the night. This one from 5 yards out to go with his 10-yarder. They got the scoring started in the first quarter. His second score comes at the 5:12 mark of the first half. And again, that offensive line just pushing and controlling the line of scrimmage.
Let's see how this snap goes to the kicker. That's become a more entertaining play.
It was low. Tekin got it down, and the kick is up, and he snuck it inside the left upright. Did Chance Murray. A good job by Murray. 5:12 for the first half. 35-8, Hillsboro leading Litchfield. We'll come back to Sawyer Field at Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 5 plays, 46 yards in 97 seconds. A 5-yard touchdown from Jonah Harkins. Chance Murray's extra point good. Makes it 35-8 Toppers. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854. So the Toppers answer the Litchfield score with another touchdown. Little onside squibber. Did the Toppers get on top of it in bounds? Yes, sir, they sure did. Magnus Wells perfectly placed, and then the recovery with the dive belongs to Joey Leip.
Well, so another indirectly not a turnover, I guess, but a turnover.
And they will start on the Litchfield side of the 50 once again.
And how about the Hillsboro kicker? You wonder, this is the kind of kid you should recruit. Forget the guys that can hit a perfect everything set up. Get the guy that can hit a ball when it's fumbled, bobbled, and he still kicks it through the uprights.
Yeah, Chance Murray has had quite the night. He's had two of those extra points, as Carl said,
two
right
balls,
there. Yeah.
One. Yeah, hard to do that.
First and 10 at the Litchfield 45. Look, here's out. Harkins. Makes a jump cut, and he carries it down to the Litchfield 40 for a gain of 5. Yeah, so often when the snap isn't perfect, the extra point has no chance, especially at the high school level, but we've seen that tonight. Hillsboro has been able to convert two of them. 4:50 for the first half. Second and 5 for the Toppers. As Tekin checks his wrist for the play call. Harkins off his left shoulder. Tekin from shotgun, a 4 receiver bunch set. It's going to be a quarterback draw. Jace, hesitation, bounces outside. He's going to use a stiff arm, turns the corner, has the first down, and steps out of bounds at about the Litchfield 32-yard line and a gain of 8. Let's go to David Jenkins and a WSMI game break. Thank you, David. And we have a flag on the field here after that last run by Tekin, and it might be coming back. It's in the area of a hold. And the flag is going to be enforced as an offensive hold. So wipe the first down carry from Tekin off the board. And there's also a face mask. Wait, check that. Offsetting penalties will replay the down. So a hold on Hillsborough, face mask on Litchfield, and we'll do it again.
So it just didn't happen.
Never happened. What 8-yard run?
Nope, it's gone now. He was at 80 yards, but not anymore.
Thought the ball was at the 40, but they've marked it at the 41.
It's,
close
seems
enough.
Like they, yeah.
Close enough.
Might have lost a yard in on the dual penalty there.
Triple I formation. Tekin gives big it to Life. Doesn't matter. Huge hole for Joey Life. He's at the 25, and he is drugged down right at the 20-yard line. A gain of 21 for Joey Life. And Hillsborough has entered the Seavers Recruitment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. And Joey Leip says, thank you very much for the extra yard.
About 110 yards for Joey Leip, 104 for Jonah Harkins. Wow, is one way to put it.
That's about the best way to put it.
72 from the quarterback, Tekin.
Triple I formation again. First and 10 at the 20. Second man through. That is Harkins again. Oh, makes a nice cut.
Flag,
he's into the end zone. Touchdown, but will it stand? A flag on the field. Another nifty run, though, from Jonah Harkins.
As I say, he's over the 100-yard mark, and that would have put him well over it, but it's coming back, I believe, again with a hold to call again.
Yep, another hold on the Toppers, and no offsetting face mask penalty this time. So a replay, first down. They're going to move the ball back to about the 30. Actually, just inside the 30. That's a spot foul, so they'll mark it at the 29.
So Jonah does pick up a few yards before the penalty.
Give him 9. No. Goes down to Fisher, is a loss of 9. Triple I formation. First and 13. And it's Leip again. Dives into the end zone for the Topper touchdown.
Well,
Joey kind of threw Leip the air brakes on right there at the last second.
Yeah. Air brake and dive over for the touchdown.
And for Leip, that is his second touchdown here in the half. A 29-yarder.
139 yards now for Joey Leip as he is having one heck of a half for the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. And here to our favorite play.
Here we go. Chance Murray. What will happen on the snap and the hold? Snap good, hold good, but the flag's out.
Everything was going well except for the actual line of scrimmage.
See if Hillsborough moved early. Nope, Litchfield came across early. Well, the Toppers consider going for 2 now on half the distance of the goal. 3:49 for the first half. It's 41-8, Toppers leading. Looks like Chance Murray will stay on the field here. Yep, penalty declined. They like the distance where Murray's at here.
He already had a spot marked in there pretty pretty well, right?
Kicking towards the south end zone. Tekin will put it down. Snap back. It's good. Hold good. Murray's kick on that one's low. He never got any height on that. Went right off of the ground, basically. Never got in the air. And go figure, Carl. That's the one he doesn't make.
That's the one. Well, it's going to happen to all of them sooner or later.
3:49 for the first half. Hillsborough leading Litchfield 41-8. We'll come back with the Route 16 rivalry following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 3 plays, 45 yards, a 29-yard touchdown from Joey Leip. The extra point, no good. took a minute and 22 seconds, 41-8 Toppers. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carletonville since 1854. 3:49 for the first half. All Toppers here on senior night as Magnus Wells has he teed up. Remember, that drive came after they recovered an onside kick. Wells hits a short one this time, going to be fielded by Stewart at the 40, and he is brought down quickly by Curtis Segrist. And Carl, this is the first time Litchfield's had the ball since they scored their touchdown.
Right, onside kick. Toppers recovered. Litchfield's offense has had some bright moments for sure, be it on big plays by Walsh and Hartzell, but just nothing consistent. And they can't seem to ever get a consistent running game. They're usually hitting the backfield for some losses, and that's what pretty much stalls most of their drives.
That's been the consistent thing, the Toppers in the backfield wreaking havoc. Here's Hartzell on the carry running right. He has a little bit of room now, and he carries out across the Litchfield 45 to the 46 for a gain of six. Clock will run 3.5 minutes for the first half. Good to see Brett Cunningham coming back on the field for the Toppers. He's still got a little hitch in his giddy-up, but he was slow to get off the field back in that first quarter. Brett's a senior, so you know he wants to get back out there on senior night. Second and three for the Panthers. Walsh from shotgun. He's going to throw out, caught there by Blaine Stewart. He has a first down for the Purple Panthers at the Hillsboro 40-yard line. Gain of 16. Clock will stop as they move the chains.
That's been the biggest combination of the night for Litchfield.
Now Cunningham comes right back off the field. He's really got a limp going there. He's really trying to gut it out here. Gutsy from Brett Cunningham. Not easy to go when the wheels don't work properly.
Nope.
Trip receivers to the right. Walsh from shotgun. The snap bounces back to him. Now Walsh drops and just has to dive on top of it back at the Hillsboro 43. That'll be a loss of three. That was messed up from the get-go. Clock runs 2:40 first half. Stay tuned for Nokomis at Wood River. That ball game next here on FM 106. Both teams 3-1 in the Prairie State. Nokomis, if they can get the win, it'll be number six on the year, and they'll be into the postseason a year after they got five and got left out because they didn't have enough playoff points. So they desperately want to get to number six. You get to six, they can't keep you out. Second and 13. They give to Hartzell. They fake to Hartzell. He took the big shot. Walsh carries, runs far sideline. He's out of bounds near the original line of scrimmage. Recall, that was a great fake because Drew Hartzell took a big-time lick.
Well, he probably thinks it was too good of a fake.
Picked up three, did Walsh. That reminded me of that movie, The Little Giants, from back in the day there. I don't have the ball.
Don't have it.
Third and 10 for the Purple Panthers. 2:09 first half. Walsh straight back. Has no time, and he is sacked back across the 50. McCamick in the backfield.
Yeah, those are the plays that get them. The big losses, and again, another one here.
Mark him down right at midfield. But another big negative play for this Topper defense.
How many yards?
Let's see, there'll be a loss of 10. On that. Fourth and 21, clock running 100 seconds for the first half. 41-8 Toppers. Hillsboro has scored every time they've had the football.
And the best combination has been Walsh to Stewart for 94 yards.
Fourth and 21, snap bounces back to Walsh, airs it deep, and it is caught! Oh, it's caught! What a catch! Blaine Stewart. Double covered, makes the catch at the Topper 15-yard line. Wow! Into the Seavers or Criminal Red Zone. Powered by Seavers and Xmark. Score now with Xmark at Seavers online at SeaversEquipment.com. That is impressive. Gain of 35 yards on 4th and 21. Handoff to Hartzell, and he is brought down for a loss of one on the play. Carl, that was a perfect throw and catch.
That coverage's good.
Woo!
Double coverage was there. I just was making the point that, yeah, Walsh and Stewart are the only two connections on the passing game. Well, they still are, but now it's good for 129 yards.
Second and 12, clock running, 48 seconds for the half. Hartzell moves from the right shoulder to the left shoulder of Walsh. They will give to Hartzell, slips, making his cut, and he is down right at the 20, and Litchfield's going to take a timeout. 40 seconds for the first half. We'll take the timeout with them. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Tim Mize called the bar back here at Sawyer Field in Hillsborough for the Route 16 rivalry. Both teams enter 0-7, and Hillsborough in control 41-8. But when these two teams get together, no matter the sport, the records don't matter. We've seen when one team has a good squad get upended by a quote-unquote inferior squad on the other side. It doesn't matter what the records are when these two teams get together. They're going to battle tooth and nail the entire way, no matter what the scoreboard might read. Walsh, straight back, throws a slant and deflected away nicely by Jace Teakin there. It was a good job by Teakin. He was looking, Walsh was, for Corso that time. And if he leads Corso a little bit more, he might have had a touchdown. But that was just a great play by Teakin, I think.
It was. The throw was actually pretty good. Would have been right to the receiver, but Teakin made a great slap at it with his hand, knocked it away.
Fourth and 14 for Litchfield from the Topper 19. 36 seconds for the half. Walsh, straight back, looking in zone, and it is overshot. Thought for a second Stewart might make a one-handed catch there the way his night's going, but it's too tall for him. And for the second time tonight, the Panthers will turn it over on downs. Just 31 seconds for the first half. Hillsborough will get the football coming out of the locker room, leading 41-8. And the way they've been running the football here, Carl, though,
sure,
maybe have an opportunity if they choose to run a play. They might just take it and get into the locker room, but they've been getting chunks here in the first half.
Breakaways. Joey Leip's had a couple long runs.
41-yard touchdown earlier, but a triple I formation. They will run the toss play. Running right with Leip. He has the 30, stays in bounds at the 40, and he has a first down. The clock will stop as they reset the chains, and actually Leip tackled out of bounds. The clock will stop all together at the 42-yard line. That was a gain of 23 for Joey Leip. 22.9 seconds, so it took about 9 seconds to get the 22 yards. Triple I formation again. They will run toss play. Left side this time with Leip. Cuts it up inside, bounces outside. Leip has the first down, turns the corner, stays in bounds, fighting for more yardage. Has another topper first down. Clock will stop with 13 seconds to play as Leip carried down to the 35.
Wow.
He's getting 22.
Putting on some yards.
Well,
184 yards for Leip already in this half.
Chains still not set. Topper's at the line, and we're ready to go. The clock's running before the chains are even set. They will pitch right. Let's do it again with Leip. And he's going to be brought down inside the 30 this time, and that'll be the final play of the first half as he gets down to the 29. Give him a gain of 6 on the final play of the first half. An impressive first half for the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. Outside of that last possession with the half, they scored every time they had the football. And at the break, it is Hillsborough 41, Litchfield 8. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. And welcome back to Sawyer Field in Hillsborough. Second half is underway, minus the scoreboard. The clock went out midway through halftime, so we weren't sure how soon the second half was going to start. And, Carl, we're two plays into the second half right now. Litchfield tried an onside kick. Did not work. Hillsborough has the football. They've ran a couple of plays, and they are right back into the Seavers Recruitment Red Zone, powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB online at SeaversEquipment.com. Ball is spotted at the 11-yard line, and they are running left and into the end zone for the topper touchdown. That is Jonah Harkins again. His third touchdown of the night. This one from about 11 yards out.
Boy, both these running backs, senior running backs, are having a whale of ball games.
Just add it to Harkins' senior night exploits here this evening. And now Chance Murray, the junior kicker. He's had an interesting evening. He has converted two extra points when the snaps were bobbled. And he will come on now to try to make it a 40-point game. The snap is low, gets down, he kicks it up, and are you kidding me? The hat trick of extra points for Chance Murray on bobbled snaps. That is unbelievable. Makes it 48-8 Toppers, and you can go a lifetime and not see that happen.
No, like you say, the chances of kicking with a bobble, and they had a dual bobble on one snap one time, so I don't know how he pulled that one off.
48-8 Toppers. We'll come back with the Hillsboro kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeVar back here at Sawyer Field in Hillsboro, minus the clock, so I think there's about 9 minutes and 29 seconds left in the third quarter. Magnus Wells booms this puppy deep. He's going to hit at the 10, going to roll inside the 5, going to be picked up there, and now in trouble in the deep in his own end and down at around the 10 is the return man that time. That was Clayton Walsh on the return. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary, an 11-yard touchdown from Jonah Harkins on a three-play 60-yard drive. Extra point for Murray. Good on the bobbled snap again. And I tell you what, Jace Teakin did a heck of a job to get all three of those snaps down in position for Chance Murray to convert. Scoreboard is out here at Hillsboro. And for the year the Toppers have had, Carl, at 0-7, they get a running clock and no one can see it.
That's true.
Snap away to Walsh and hands off to Hartzell. No gain on the play. So I've got a pseudo clock here running, Carl, but this is going to be very unofficial. For one, I just forgot to hit start. We have another clock coming in. Oh, the backup clock has arrived. Look at that. Where'd they pull that thing out of? Out of storage.
It's three times bigger. It's probably 5 years older.
It's probably 5 years older. That's exactly right.
Yeah, about
We've got an injured Purple Panther on the field here, so we're going to step aside from Hillsboro High School. We'll come back following these messages on WSMI. Following the Litchfield injury timeout, able to get off the field under his own power. I think that was Austin DeWitt over there. And the new old scoreboard, still not operational yet, but they are working on it. Hand off to Drew Hartzell. Oh, jumps over a defender in the backfield, and he carries out across the 15. He'll be shy of first down yardage. Ball will be spotted at about the 17. It'll be third down and short for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. 48-8 our score. Hillsboro in control. Stay tuned. Game two of our doubleheader. Nokomis at Wood River coming up next. And, Carl, if I was the official timekeeper, we'd have a problem because I've forgotten to hit start.
Game is now over, according to Tim.
They run right and not getting the yardage necessary, just a gain of 1 to the 18. It'll be fourth down and short for Litchfield.
Although the clock will move, except for injuries, scores.
Both teams entered 0-7, and Hillsboro puts a running clock on Litchfield here tonight. Fourth down and about a yard, Litchfield will go. They have nothing to lose. Inside of their own 20, they will go. Actually, now they're going to set up in punt formation on fourth and a yard. Deacon back just on the Litchfield side of the 50. Oh, the snap is high. Corso pulls it down, and the left footer booms it. Nice punt. Hits at the 50.
Gets a bounce,
takes
too.
A Panther roll inside of the 40, and it'll be touched down at the topper 39-yard line, and that's where Hillsboro takes over first and 10. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. Fighting Illini football tomorrow. They are hosting Wisconsin. That'll be a 10 o'clock start tomorrow morning. I guess I had that reversed on the
continuous
sports
clock
at the station. Yes.
A continuous clock there, too.
The Illini wish they could have that.
Somehow I could see 60 being scored on them with that Wisconsin team.
started 2-0 and blew that game to Eastern Michigan. That's, of course, the deal where they paid him $1 million to come and play. They beat him.
Then beat him. Oh, boy.
And then what? The following week, Nebraska,
they
played
them
tough.
They had that Nebraska
tough,
game,
yeah.
too, yeah. That's games they let slip away really look bad now.
Teakin will hand off to Harkins. Jonah Harkins running left, and he has a topper first down. Carries the pile into Litchfield territory down to the Purple Panther 45-yard line. Gain of 15 for Harkins. And Jonah Harkins has really had a nice ball game here on senior night, the final time he'll play here at Sawyer Field.
165 yards and counting.
And both Leip and Harkins making the most of their final home game here this evening. Teakin from shotgun. He will hand off in the backfield. Harkins in trouble trying to get away. Gets out of one shoestring tackle. Falls forward for a gain of a couple to the 43.
Number 36, Jonah Harkins, the ball carrier.
He's running hard tonight is Jonah Harkins, the 5'9", 170-pound senior tailback for the Toppers. Scoreboard out here at Hillsboro. Just quit midway through halftime. They're trying to get one of the older systems back up and running here. It's Harkins straight ahead inside of the Litchfield 40 down to about the 37. And it's going to set up fourth and short. Check that third and short. Just a weird feeling to not have a scoreboard to look at, Carl.
It is.
Handoff. Teakin, nope, fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself running left. He's going to get strung out and brought down shy of the line to gain a really nice tackle out on that far sideline. I think that might have been John Corso who got him down. Now Blaine Stewart on the stop. Just grabbed a handful of the jersey of Teakin and ripped him down. It'll be fourth and a long two for the Toppers. And they will line up and go. Leading 48-8.
Well, the best defensive stance that we've seen from Litchfield this whole game.
Now can they make one more? It's really the first time they've been able to
force a
contain
down.
Teakin off that edge. Shotgun snap away. They give to Harkins. Jonah Harkins bulldozes his way for a first down for the Toppers as he dives inside of the Litchfield 30 down to about the 29. So a fourth down conversion for the Toppers. And they're on the move again. Picked up seven. Big night for Jonah Harkins. Teakin from gun will fake to Harkins. Jay's going to keep it himself running to the right. He's going to look for the edge and not going to get it as he's going to be rode out of bounds, as it was Clayton Walsh who got him out of bounds. They'll mark him out at the Litchfield 25. Gain of four for Jace Teakin. This will be the seventh play of the drive for the Toppers. Somewhere around 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ish. 4 minutes ish. Teakin from gun has four receivers. He will hand to Jonah Harkins. Harkins straight ahead, dives his way inside of the 20. Down to about the 18, a gain of seven. And Hillsboro back in the Seavers recruitment red zone, powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB at Seavers JCB, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Running clock here for the Toppers. Here at Sawyer Field. A couple of substitutions for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Got Donnie Downs along for the ride here in the second half. Being a rabble-rouser as usual. Wouldn't have it any other way, though. Jonah Harkins straight ahead. And he will carry inside the 15 down to about the 14. Of course, Donnie does a lot of great things for the Hillsboro community. Despite what he might tell you, doesn't like the attention. Shaking his head at me right now. It's true, though. Does a lot of great things for the Topper community. We are about 2.5 minutes, maybe less. 48-8, Hillsboro leading. Scoreboard still out here at Sawyer Field. Hand off to Jonah Harkins. Jonah straight ahead. Litchfield having trouble getting Mr. Harkins on the ground as he carries down to about the 7-yard line. He's going to set up third down and short for the Toppers. Nope, they're going to get the first down. They will. He's nearing 200.
Right at it. 195 and counting.
He might get it right
now. He might already have it. Might have missed the play.
That's true.
I was on the phone.
Hand off to Harkins, and not much there. He gets down to about the 6. Be the 11th play of the Topper drive. Everyone's flying blind here in the second half with no scoreboard. They're working frantically, though, on the other end of the press box trying to get it going. Teakin from shotgun will fake. He's going to run left using a stiff arm, but now he's going to get strung out. Oh, what a move. He cuts it back inside, sneaks inside the pylon for the Topper touchdown. That was a great job by Jace Teakin. Carl, I thought he was going to be run out of bounds.
Didn't think he could make that edge, and you're right. He made a quick move to the corner and pulled it off right at the pylon.
For Jace Teakin, his third touchdown of the night, this coming off the heels of a big night in Carthenville last week where he was really the only Hillsboro offense. Tonight, he has had help from his tailbacks.
He's had a lot of help from the tailbacks, both of them, looking at 200-yard gains.
Now Chance Murray on for another extra point. He says, just go ahead and bounce the snap back, bobble it around, I'll be good.
Uh-oh, it was good.
The snap was good, the hold was good, the kick's no good.
Now we know the secret.
It's like backwards.
Bad snaps is the only way.
He's 3 for 3 on snaps that were bobbled and got down by Teakin late. The 2 extra points he's missed, the snap and the hold, have been good. Go figure. So the extra point, no good. Hillsboro in control, leading Litchfield here, 54-8. We'll take a break. Back following these messages. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary, 11 plays, 61 yards, a 7-yard touchdown run from Jace Teakin. Extra point no good, makes it 54-8 Toppers here in the third quarter. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. And Carl, at the half, when the clock was out, one of the officials came up to see what was going on, and I said, are you the one who got tackled down there? He said, thankfully, no. He said right. That the other official was okay, but he said he's going to feel it tomorrow. That's a pooch kick. Hits at the 25-yard line, dies like a soft wedge, picked up by McGill, and he's got nowhere to go as he'll be brought down out across the 25 at the 27. The play we're referring to happened in the first half on a play that didn't even happen because the interception got called back because of a penalty.
That's right.
But Jace Teakin picked the ball off at the goal line, got away from a shoestring tackle, went up the near sideline, got slammed out of bounds, and in the process, the official who was trailing the play got his legs taken out, and he went down like a ton of bricks. And he was down for a little while, but stayed in the ballgame.
Got back up, as they say. Kept going.
But, yeah, he will feel that tomorrow, there's no doubt. Walsh going to throw over the middle, too tall for Corso, incomplete. Corso was open right down the seam that time, but the pass just a little bit too tall. We're probably inside of a minute for the third quarter. Scoreboard still non-operational here at Sawyer Field. Stay tuned for Nokomis and Wood River coming up next on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WUSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Shotgun snap away to Walsh. He's going to throw over the middle again, too tall for Corso, and Corso was open there on the quick slant across the middle. Walsh hasn't had a lot of time tonight. When he's had time, he's been able to make some quality throws, but he's missed the last two.
Yeah, he had a pretty good half, him and Blaine Stewart, combined for 129 yards in the air, which isn't bad at all. But a lot of his passes were forced, and he had to hurry quite a few of them in that first half and here in the second half.
Going to set up third and 10 for the Purple Panthers, trailing 54-8. Walsh again looking towards the sideline. And whistles, and Is that the last play of the third quarter?
That's probably the end of the third quarter.
That is the end of the third quarter. After three, Hillsborough in control over their rivals from Litchfield, 54-8. Back with the fourth quarter following these messages on WSMI. All right, Carl. Back here, Sawyer Field, Hillsborough, no scoreboard. What do I have a better chance of doing? Seeing the coin toss next week or properly keeping the time of this fourth quarter?
Neither. Oh, you didn't give me that possibility. Well,
that wasn't a choice.
That was actually first come to mind. What neither will happen.
That's fair. That's fair. We'll see if I can keep good time here in the fourth quarter. I don't like my odds of either. As the Toppers come off sides to start the fourth quarter. The good thing for me, Carl, is at least it's a running clock. So
sure. You don't have to
I should
stop
be able to come somewhat
it.
Close.
As long as it's just play on the field and no one's hurt, clock just keeps running.
Just keeps on running. It won't stop. Coming up next week, Litchfield will be taking on Carlinville. And I don't know.
Is that at Litchfield?
It is. I lost my paper that had the schedule.
I have that?
No, you have it somewhere.
Probably have it
there. There we go. At Pena for Hillsborough.
And Pena was still losing to Vandalia.
Walsh from shotgun over the middle on the slant looking for Blaine Stewart that time, and it falls incomplete. So the Cavaliers are winning at Southwestern tonight. If they can do that, they will get playoff eligible at 5-3 and then head to Litchfield next week, a chance to end their season with five straight wins. And that's a Carlinville team. The program has won a playoff game 7 years in a row. But it'll be a tough battle for them to make that eight this year because they will be on the road in the first round. A whistle before the snap back to Corso, who was set to punt it away. It'll be an interesting playoff this year, Carl, because, I mean, you think about 3A, obviously Williamsville is loaded up. They actually were ranked number one for a period, never lost, but then dropped to number two. Wilmington jumped them there. And with Wilmington being one and Williamsville two in the state rankings, you would because sometimes Williamsville goes north.
Right.
So you would think they would go south this year and wind up in the southern bracket with Wilmington sitting up there. But it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And then for Vandalia, we know what happened to the Vandals last year. Can they make a deep run? They've got a lot of that team back from a year ago. And
They did pretty good. What did they make two rounds? Win two rounds?
No, I think they lost in the first round last year.
Oh, Vandalia. Well, who was it? Oh, Greenville.
Greenville
came up
got all the way to the quarterfinals last year, yeah.
Which was kind of surprising because Greenville seemed like they were down a little bit, but they turned it around very well at the end of the year.
Yeah, you would sure think in the South Central Conference, Vandalia, Pena, Greenville poised for deep runs. And then who knows, you might get a surprise. A fake punt,
pass.
Corso on the roll. Did Stewart get his hands under it? I don't know. If he did, it's for a first down, but it comes up incomplete. Short hop to Blaine Stewart. So it'll go over to Hillsborough with 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the fourth quarter.
Toppers are taking a timeout here.
So I will stop my clock right there. 9:09 to play in the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Back to Sawyer Field following these messages. So Zane Duff, the new Topper quarterback, as they have second down at the 21-yard line. Duff will hand it off to Kaiser. Joe Kaiser racing to the end zone. It's a touchdown.
Flag
maybe
on the play.
Multiple flags on the play.
I'm guessing the hold.
It is in the area of the hold. And Joe Kaiser's thinking, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm in the end zone. I'm counting.
I'm counting.
It's not working.
Right.
It counts. No one knows.
The clock has been out the entire second half here at Hillsborough. Went out during the halftime break, and that is a hold on the Toppers. So that'll wipe the touchdown off the board from Kaiser. 7:45 for the ball game.
Yeah, good penalty. Can knock a minute and a half off a clock. You notice that?
Oh, yeah, the running clock, it's well placed. It's a good thing. Hand off straight up the gut.
Well,
running room and fighting. Oh, running through a tackle and into the end zone for the Topper touchdown. It was Curtis Segrist. I think it was number 8, Segrist. Oh, Blaze Hilton, number 6, not number 8. Blaze Hilton with the touchdown. That was a nice piece of running, too, from about 21 yards out. Now Chance Murray on for the point after. Snap back, hold down. His kick, plenty of leg. Wow, that thing was up in the air, but no good. So with the Blaze Hilton touchdown, it is now 60-8. Hillsborough with the lead over Litchfield. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. We'll come back to Sawyer Field following these messages on WSMI. 60-8, Toppers with the lead. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Blaze Hilton, a 21-yard touchdown for the Toppers to make it 60-8 here in the fourth quarter. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carletonville since 1854. Stay tuned. Nokomis at Wood River. You are not going to want to miss this ball game as the Skins and the Oilers battling in Wood River tonight. That broadcast coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. With the win, Nokomis gets playoff eligible. Actually, they clinch a playoff spot. They're playoff eligible now. Get the win, get to 6, and they are in. So on the topper kickoff, the Panthers return out to about the 25 as Hartzell with the return. Approaching the 6-minute mark of the ball game here. Scoreboard has been out the entire second half. So last week, Carl, your microphone went out.
Yes.
This week, the scoreboard goes out.
Yeah. Two microphones went out.
Two microphones went out. The double fail. Much like who's the Bears kicker last year with the double doink?
I don't remember his name.
You remember his name.
I don't remember his name, Carl. I don't know it.
Say his name.
I guarantee you I don't know it.
Hartzell bobbles. They're going to pitch now to Corso. He's looking to throw. Now he's going to have to tuck and run. A flag comes out on the far side of the field. And we'll wait for the signal here.
Was it double doink?
Double doink.
That's his name?
That might have been his name, yeah.
Oh, that's the only one I can think of.
Cody Parkey. What you're looking for.
He parked it right in. Against a, you know, forget the double. I mean, he hit three times in one game.
It's hard to do.
Actually, drilled it three times. Two extra points and one field goal.
That's like seeing three.
And none of them go in. Well, you know, he just hits them perfectly. Boom. Straight on.
That's like seeing three extra points here tonight.
Yes.
With bobbled snaps. Or bobbled holds, I should say.
Well, one kind of bounced to the ground. Looked like it was bobbled twice. And
it's a heck of a job by Jace Deacon to get those balls down, because when you're on a knee
and the
snap's not clean, goodness, you got the rush coming at you. But he was able to keep presence of mind, get the ball in position, and Chance Murray put him through. A penalty on Litchfield, a hold, is going to move the football back to about the 10-yard line. We approach the 4:40 mark of the ball game unofficially. With the scoreboard out. I don't think it's coming back, Carl.
No, I think that's a done deal now.
Going to throw over the middle. Walsh with the throw. Corso with the catch. He has the first down.
Wow.
That's a gain of 27 yards. They were back at their own 10. A beautiful strike hit Corso in stride. He had him a couple of times earlier in the half, but wasn't able to make connection. That time he put it right on the money. And Corso, a nice run after the catch. Purple Panthers looking to the sideline for the play. Walsh has the play call now. Hartzell off his left shoulder. Shotgun snap to Walsh. He will give to Hartzell. Straight at the guts. Drew Hartzell has room. First down into topper territory. And he carries down to the Hillsborough 40. Yard line. That's a gain of about 23. Best run for Hartzell on the night. Aaron Duff is not happy with that chunk play right there, and he's going to take a timeout. About 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the ball game, and Carl will keep it right here. And you know, the Hillsborough-Litchfield rivalry goes back a long, long time. I don't know that I ever remember both teams being winless this late in the year when they've met. But for Hillsboro, they came out early, capitalized on some Litchfield turnovers, and haven't looked back.
They haven't looked back. And, you know, especially the Hillsboro football program, it's probably been obviously the better solid football program throughout decades of years compared to Litchfield's, which has had very few ups, truthfully. But, hopefully someday they do. But basketball, they seem to bounce back and forth, where Litchfield has a little dominating edge. I don't know if it's totally there or not, but it seems like for about a decade, Litchfield was always better than Hillsboro in basketball, and they play three or four times. Still close games every time, though.
Litchfield headed for their 36th consecutive loss. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you, David. Clayton Walsh keeps and carries, has a Litchfield first down as he takes it all the way down to the Hillsboro 24-yard line. And it'll be Vandalia Greenville next week. If the Vandals win, obviously they go 9-0 and the outright undisputed South Central Conference champions. If Greenville were to beat Vandalia next week, you could potentially have a three-way tie atop the league. Oh, here is a big-time rush from Clayton Walsh, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. He ran off the left side, and he was untouched for the Panther touchdown from 21 yards.
And he had a pretty good ball game, Tim. Kind of puts a little icing for him. Cause tough game, tough year. We like to have some success. They got in the end zone a couple times, and that's one only big major improvement this year is they've scored quite a few points comparably to last year.
They scored just 16 last year. They will go for two here as Walsh racing for the left pylon, and he has it into the end zone for the touchdown. So they get 16 here tonight after 16 all of last year, and that makes it 60-16 Hillsboro with the lead. So your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary there. Clayton Walsh, a 21-yard touchdown and the two-point conversion to make it 60-16 late in the fourth quarter here of a running clock game. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. Stay tuned. Nokomis at Wood River coming up next here on FM 106. Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk with the call there. Prairie State Conference action. Marquette sitting atop the Prairie State. They're 4-0, all four of their wins in the Prairie State Conference this year. And then Nokomis and Wood River both entered the night 3-1 in league play. It's been a very good year for Nokomis. And, of course, their mission all year has been get to six. They got to five last year, didn't have nearly enough playoff points to get in. They don't want to wind up in that same boat. When you're in a closed conference, South Central, Sangamo, Central State 8, you get five, you're getting in. But when you're in an open conference, like I know last year they were like Sullivan, Oak Hall Valley went winless. So they got no points from that. And the Prairie State Conference over the years has struggled with the playoff points.
The teams that they play off out of conference apparently losing records.
Corso, a little mid-range pooch kick, going to be fielded at the 35, then slipping on the return that time. That was, let's see, Drew Willman. Boy, that's frustrating. Willman gets a chance to return, and then the turf monster gets him.
Yep.
Of course, speaking of turf, next week, North Mac, they will be playing on their brand-new turf field. That'll be very exciting.
And a very good chance for their playoffs. Just get cemented in with another win.
Yeah, they're at 4 now. They were giving Athens a good ball game through the first half tonight, and then on their schedule, week 9, it's an opponent that has struggled. I don't remember if it's Riverton in week 9. There's a flag that comes out. I'm sure David Jenkins will let me know in my ear that I'm wrong, and he'll tell me exactly who it actually is. We're into the final minute. Oh, he didn't hear what I said. I said I think North Mac plays Riverton next week, but I could be mistaken. David has no confidence in me. Carl has no confidence in me. Nobody has any confidence in me.
Why isn't this game over, according to your clock?
Oh, I was right. How about that? I might not see the coin toss or know how much time's left in the game, but I did know that North Mac played Riverton. Here's a handoff straight up the gut. That's Blaze Hilton. Bounces outside, drags tacklers down across midfield. And if my calculations are correct, Carl, which I'm sure they're not,
I'm leaving.
This game should be over
in about five seconds. Was gotta be close, right?
I would think, but Okay, according to me, the game's over.
You kind of screwed up.
And on we go. I'm not surprised. But I will see the coin toss next week, by golly.
I don't know. He's staring right at it.
Mark my words, I will see that coin toss. And there we go.
That's the game.
Yeah, it was only a few seconds off. That's pretty good for me. Or is it just the flag?
Well, this flag should take us to the end of the game.
It's one of those games. Just about ready to snap.
It just well ended.
Yeah, we've had, if you're thinking, what are they talking about? Well, we have no clock. The clock went out at halftime, so we've had no clock the entire second half here for the Hillsboro-Litchfield ball game. Ball moved back to the 50-yard line. And the imaginary clock will now run. Zane Duff from midfield keeps it himself. He's going to run left. Zane Duff has blocking. A flag comes out. Duff at the 20, the 10, the 5. Topper touchdown, but a flag. An impressive run nonetheless from Zane Duff.
Boy, that'll be two with JV's touchdowns, both returned on penalties. They did get the other one back in, though.
It'd be a 50-yarder if it stands. But I don't think it's going to. And it's a hold. Nope, illegal block in the back on Hillsboro. That will wipe out the big run from Zane Duff.
Apparently your clock was
way off.
I mean, we're talking it's over a minute already.
Oh, at least that.
Maybe more.
I'm probably pushing 2 minutes. Maybe they're playing an NFL quarter. They're going 15 minutes. To the line. And the snap away to Zane Duff. He will hand it off to Blaze Hilton. Hilton straight up the gut. Dragging tacklers inside the 20 down to about the 17. And one more time, Hillsboro enters the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. It's 60-16 Hillsboro. Playing without a clock here in the second half. The time being kept on the field.
They must be playing for fun here because it's got to have been way past the time. I wonder if he set his clock right.
And there's a knee.
They must have asked because they're taking knees.
Right.
They must know they can run the clock out, I assume.
Well, it's been a running clock, and that is the ball game. So in the second half played without a scoreboard. Hillsboro beats Litchfield 60-16. It's the first win of the year for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers and for Litchfield. The losing streak climbs to 36 games, their last win, week 8 here at Hillsboro back in 2015. 60-16, the final. We'll take a break. We'll wrap it up quickly, then get you set for Nokomis and Wood River, week 8 of the high school football season here on WSMI. Okay, sounds good. How's it start? You want me to throw it to him, or do you want to take a break first? Okay, sounds good. Don't steal my fidget cube. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Hillsboro High School. It's the Toppers and Purple Panthers shake hands at midfield. 60-16, the final. And Carl, it was a strange night. Of course, the second half, running clock the whole way, played without a scoreboard because it malfunctioned at halftime. But this game was decided early. Litchfield turnovers.
True.
Cashed in by Hillsboro for touchdowns.
Yeah, Hillsboro dominated that first half. I mean, well, they scored every time they had the ball except for the final drive that just the clock stopped them there. And then it went out. Apparently that was a mistake on the clock's part. So, who knows? But they had two runners go for almost 200 yards, were right at both 200 yards apiece, and their quarterback also had right at 80 yards, and they all had two or three touchdowns between all these guys. Three guys, two of them seniors, had big senior days.
So, yeah, congratulations to Jonah Harkins and Joey Leif. They go out in style on senior night here at Hillsboro, and they're playing Gloria, Carl. So there you go. For the first time this year, they're playing Gloria here at Sawyer Field. Thanks to all the wonderful people at Hillsboro. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, We don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to David Jenkins. He took care of the Pizza Man pregame show, the Shelter Insurance halftime show, and our WSMI game breaks. Hillsborough gets their first win of the year. They beat Litchfield 60-16. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We are done from Toppertown. Stay tuned. Coming up next, game two of our doubleheader. It's a dandy. Nokomis at Wood River comes up next here on WSMI FM 106.